Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us as we talk about the politics of the day over a cup of coffee. Whether you're listening in the morning or you're maybe on your way home for the evening replay, it's all important stuff that impacts your life. A lot. And you got to be paying attention because you have the greatest opportunity in the world to influence other people to change this state from the incredibly bad direction it has been heading for a long time. And the way you do that, and the purpose of this show, is to help give you some tools, some thoughts, some statements that you can use in your daily conversations with people in your world, wherever that world is, whatever that world is, and be able to help people reach different political conclusions, help them turn the light bulb on their head. You lead a horse to water, right? But you can't make it drink. Your goal is to lead the horse to water so it chooses to drink. One of the ways you do that is to pose interesting questions that are relevant to the things that are happening right now. So let me ask you this question. Does the free exercise of religion trump Kate's emergency powers? Doesn't it? Now, emergency powers may be granted to the governor by statute, but it doesn't trump your rights in a constitution, does it? There's a new federal lawsuit that was filed in federal court in Eugene. And we're going to get into that in a moment because it is related to the other two lawsuits, one of which we'll also talk about, and that's what's next in the Baker County judge's injunction, as he doesn't back down from the bullying of the liberal Oregon Supreme Court. What's next? Well, it's been a little bit difficult to really ascertain that, and the news stories aren't exactly, they are kind of right and kind of not right. We'll get into that. And also, I want to share with you a very personal story that is important, to me and to anyone else who's ever been impacted by drunk driving. There's another tragedy. And it was very close to where I live now in Linn County, down between Albany and Eugene. And it is so important that you don't let people drink and drive. Ever. It is a bad, bad decision. Now, by the way, have you seen the Channel 2 News, by the way, has a story, you know, from yesterday, the Baker County judge that doesn't back down. It's got a bad picture of Kate Brown with a mask on. You know, I got to say, I was listening to Limbaugh yesterday. And Rush continues to recover, but I think he's recovering. It's difficult to say, you know, anytime you have advanced form of cancer, it's very difficult to come back from that. So we need to pray that he does. And his voice didn't sound particularly great yesterday. He gave everybody an update. But one of the things that he said, he was talking about Donald Trump not wearing masks in public and contrasting that with Joe Biden and his wife wearing masks as they went to some place and tried to compete with Trump in laying a wreath on Memorial Day, which is good for them. I'm glad that they did. But Limbaugh's point is interesting, and it relates to Kate Brown, in that he didn't look good. Not Trump, because Trump doesn't wear a mask. Now, there's one picture of him wearing the mask that he did at the Ford factory, where there weren't cameras. There is one picture of them that has been released of that. Because I got to tell you, it doesn't look good for a leader. And Joe Biden and his wife didn't look good. Excuse me. Sorry about that. They didn't look good. Neither does this picture of Kate Brown on K2 News. It looks really silly, actually. And I don't think it bespeaks of being a leader who's in charge or in power. Am I wrong about that? I don't know. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, the free exercise of religion is a key part of the U.S. Constitution. There's a story in the Oregonian about two more churches sue Governor Kate Brown over social gathering restrictions due to coronavirus. Now, this is precisely and exactly what we talked about yesterday. Now, here's what's interesting about this. One of these churches, which is a very large church that has about 900 people per service, with two services down in Grants Pass. And then another Church of God Prophecy, this is the Edgewater Christian Fellowship in Grants Pass and Church of God Prophecy in Roseburg, filed this suit in U.S. District Court in Eugene against the governor, against the Oregon Health Authority's director, the Oregon State Police Superintendent, and the sheriffs of both Josephine and Douglas counties. Now, the reason that they did that in the state police is so that Kate can't direct the state police to go down and stop in-person church services that both of these churches intend to conduct this Sunday, which is, by the way, Pentecost Sunday. We call it Pentecost Sunday because it is the sun. It is the day that the modern Christian church was recognized as having been formed back in Acts chapter 2. Both churches, and I'm reading from the Oregonian story, believe they are called by God to resume in-person church services after they temporarily suspended them. They intend to start services with social distancing, hand washing, and other sanitary protocols, said their lawyer, Steve Elzinga. Now, I know Steve. He's a relatively young lawyer. He's very bright. He's representing attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a conservative Christian nonprofit organization that helps churches all around the United States of America. And they're representing the two churches and their pastors in the lawsuit. Here's what they say, and this is the salient point about this. The Constitution, and I quote from the lawsuit, forbids the government from prohibiting the free exercise of religion, which is exactly what the governor's order does, while allowing larger assemblies for secular purposes, e.g. fitness classes, the federal suit alleges, because the governor's order threatens significant jail time and penalties for anyone who meets for a church service in violation of her order. A temporary restraining order and injunction are necessary to preserve the plaintiff's constitutional rights. So let's stop there for a moment. They are, again, asking for an emergency injunction, which is a temporary restraining order, against the governor's, arbitrary and capricious is the word that I would use, decision on limiting church gatherings. Now, as you know, this is part of at least what the Baker County lawsuit against her authority is alleging. In a temporary restraining order there also. We'll get into that as we go along here. This is important, friends, because this is the issue. This is why that I stated this the way that I did in my open for the show. Is the free exercise of religion, does it trump Kate's emergency powers? Doesn't it? Wouldn't you think that it would? I think that it does. That's the basis of this lawsuit. Now, the idea that the governor's order threatens jail time and penalties for a church that meets. Now, that's in many ways is a separate issue, but it's all tied together. So as you're talking with other people about this, I want to pose this question to you. Not only can you say, don't your constitutional right to freely exercise your religion and peace doesn't help Kate Brown's statutory authorities of emergency powers. But the other thing you can say is, and isn't it absurd that your constitutional right to freely exercise your religion and peaceably assemble means that you could be thrown in jail? Isn't that absurd that you could be a pastor or people going to a church could be literally arrested and thrown into jail and fined for exercising what is clearly their right in the Constitution? Now, if you make those statements, you get people to thinking, don't you? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. If you're looking for a job, you have a great opportunity with Ames Paint Company here in Salem. They manufacture extremely high quality paints and liquid rubber waterproofing coatings. And I will tell you that I have known these people for a long time. My late friend, William Ames Curtwright, developed the whole liquid rubber coatings business back in the early 80s. Well, they're still operating, and his marvelous widow, Dama Curtwright, who dedicates her life and her business to serving the Lord, they're in fact growing. They're one of these businesses that has done very well during the lockdown. They have an opening for a batch maker in their manufacturing plant right here in Salem, and they can train you. They're willing to train you. Now, you've got to do certain things. You've got to use equipment that mix and blends paints or chemicals to certain specifications, and you have to do it exactly right, which means you've got to pay attention to detail. You need to know a little bit of math, and of course, you've got to be able to read. You got to be able to lift 70 pounds. You got to be safety-minded, and having some forklift experience is a plus. They give preference to U.S. veterans. If you're interested, send your resume to admin@amesresearch.com. That's admin@amesresearch.com, or call them 503-588-7000, 588-7000. Get 620. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Now, a federal judge in Southern Oregon ruled against another federal lawsuit and denied an emergency injunction. And this is the James Buchall Open Oregon lawsuit, a coalition of nine businesses and one nonprofit. And the federal judge says the plaintiffs are unlikely to succeed in their federal constitutional claims. Now, this lawsuit is different. And it's difficult, even though it's similar, it's difficult to address exactly how it's different, but it is. And Steve Elzinga, who's a very bright young lawyer that I know, has taken into account the U.S. Department of Justice's and Bill Barr's statements and Donald Trump's statements. In addition to actual, and we talked about this yesterday, the actual written words of the U.S. Department of Justice in supporting a church's lawsuit in Virginia that's very similar to this against the Virginia governor's lockdown orders. This lawsuit is meant to piggyback on those issues because you would stand a greater chance of success. And this lawsuit also asked for a preliminary injunction. Now, this lawsuit's was filed in district court in Eugene. Ann Aiken, who's an Obama appointee, good luck with that, is all I can say. We're going to go to the phones in a moment here, 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Avis, I am sorry that I confused you yesterday with the Kate Brown recall petitions. So the one you want to go to is stoptheabuse-recallkatebrown.org. Just Google up Stop the Abuse Recall Kate Brown, and it'll take you to that website. They also have a Facebook page. This is the Republican Party's recall petition. I think it's the one that will likely succeed the most because they're organized and they have this app you can put on your phone now that allows you to immediately check and see if somebody has already signed the petition. So go to stoptheabuse-recallkatebrown.org. Sorry for confusing you, Avis. My bad. By the way, if you want to see the, if you go to the Community Zoo, local CCTV in Salem, Dave, our official videographer of the prayer event at the Capitol two Sundays ago, you can go there and you can see the playtimes on Channel 13. So it's Channel 13, CCTV, the Community Zoom. Okay, Community Zoom is what it is. And the playtimes are about every other day or every 2 days here starting on the 30th. All right, before I go to the phones, I want to remind you also that if you have been fixing things around the house and you got debris you got to get rid of and maybe cleaning up the yard, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling right in Salem. Off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. It's easy in, easy out. You don't wait. Some of the stuff you get rid of, you got to pay for. Some of it you don't. It's that simple. To find out what, why don't you give them a call? 503-393-8700. 393-8700. That's Clayton Ward Recycling. They've been here 50 years, folks. A family-owned, a great local business that needs our support. And frankly, can help you. Clayton Ward Recycling. Again, Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say this morning, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. A couple of things. Number one, I see the Employment Department has finally put out a statement on what they plan to do to get all these people their unemployment checks and stuff. So it looks like they may not be firing her, but we all know who's at the top of the food chain and responsible for all this is Kate Brown. But I would like to say, so where's the Democratic leadership, Jeff, concerning the rights of the churches and our right to participate this supposed crisis that we're having? There has not been no hearing concerning this issue, and no vote by the legislators whether to allow this thing to keep on going or not. And the Constitution is quite clear on that. Well, here is my point. Peter Courtney and Tina Kotek don't care about our rights either, just like Kate doesn't. Otherwise, they would be yelling and screaming, the Constitution says we must vote. Let's vote. And Jeff, this is what we get in our state. The rights of the people are not being heard. We are being denied the input and the vote of our legislatures to continue, either to continue to allow Kate to make all these decisions, or we need to move on and open this state up.
Well, look, absolutely right. And I think that you've asked an important question, and it is, why aren't there hearings about this? Well, because they're not going to embarrass Kate, number one, and number two, the Democrats in charge, Peter Courtney and Tina Kotek, they're not going to embarrass Kate, number one. Number two, they don't care, like you said, they don't care about constitutional rights, because it's all about tyranny. It's all about the control of the majority over and imposing their will in our lives. That's why we call them regressive totalitarian Marxists. Now, the other thing is that I'm curious to know, in addition to that question, is why hasn't Kate called a special session? Why aren't Peter Courtney and Tina Kotek pounding their podium saying we've got to call the legislature into session to deal with the economic downturn? It's profound.
They
What's going on?
They want complete control, Jeff.
Yeah, and they want to completely destroy our economy. It's
exactly.
Stunning. Back in a moment at 6:30. Thanks, Art. Talk to you in the
news.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new lawsuit that was filed in federal court by two churches, one in Grants Pass and one in Roseburg, asserting a higher level argument that our constitutional rights of free exercise of religion and our right to peaceably gather trump Kate Brown's state statutory emergency powers. Now, that's a little bit of a different argument than the other two lawsuits that have been filed. We'll see where it goes. We're also I want to get into the Baker County judge that stands by his decision to grant the preliminary injunction against Kate Brown's statutory orders on technicalities. And then I want to share with you a personal story about why you shouldn't drink and drive. Because something happened recently, an accident very close to where I live, that took the lives of a brother and sister, one 19 and one 16. And nearly killed a 15-year-old sister from a drunk driver. Before I do that, and before we go to Glenn and Jake, the number to call is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to weigh in on the question, doesn't your constitutional rights to freely exercise your religion and peaceably gather, doesn't that trump Kate Brown's statutory emergency powers? And how absurd is it that if you exercise that right, Kate Brown may have you arrested and thrown into jail and fined? which is precisely why this last lawsuit sues and asks for a preliminary injunction, not just against Kate Brown and the Oregon Health Authority director, but the superintendent of state police and the Josephine County and the Douglas County sheriffs. Now, I happen to know both of those sheriffs, and John Hanlon down in Douglas County is a great patriot. He wouldn't enforce it anyway. But what they're doing is precautionary here, because both of these churches are going to go to full worship services this Sunday. Be interesting to see how this plays out. Let's go to Glenn. We'll start on the phones. Glenn, good morning. What do you say?
Yeah, Jeff, this when you consider the early church after Pentecost, they had services and had people meeting and gave the message, and 3,000 souls. Well, that's not 25 people. Let's come down to the truth and the honesty of this thing. That after Pentecost and the great success they had, the churches began to dilute themselves into church-state organizations, and the government and the church and business all linked arm in arm, and the church had to do what they said under church-state principles. That's why we left Europe and came to America to start this new thing after the reformers had their Reformation. What they're trying to do is send the Reformation backwards, back to the Dark Ages, and Kate's part of it. And this whole COVID thing is, and the communists, what they have all done is part of it. They don't want the message to go forward. They want to go back to church, state, and church business relationships arm in arm. And as Stalin did and Chairman Mao, you close down the churches by force, or you get them to acquiesce to whatever you tell them to do. And that's what
you
all
think.
Of these
so fair enough. I think that's the effect of what they're doing here. And I think you're right. And I think the correlation between Stalin and Chairman Mao is appropriate. So let me ask you this question. Do you think in Oregon, now I'm just talking about Oregon here, do you think that making that correlation, that argument, which I think is a fair one, do you think it can make a difference in how people think about this entire experience and how the politicians, like Kate, have approached it?
But Jeff, on the West Coast, the three states with the leadership they have, including Kate and Inslee, they are going against the churches. They want to increase the presence of.
I'm not arguing with you about that, Glenn. I think you're accurate. But the question I'm asking you is, do you think it's an argument that can change anybody's mind?
It's a good argument, but people have to open their ears and listen to the argument. It's seemingly they don't want to listen to the argument. They have their own set. Government has done so much for people now. They took the position of the church that used to help people. And now everybody thinks that the government's got all the answers, and the church is just there sitting on a shelf, unusable. And, of course, the government has raped a lot of money from the individual people, from the businesses and the churches, and put it in their pockets and distributed it to make them look good.
You're absolutely right,
Glenn. Totally changed the message.
You're right about this, because it used to be the church's responsibility. Glenn, got to let you go. Thank you. It used to be the church's responsibility. And if you go back to the founding of this nation, it was the churches that took care of the needy. There weren't government programs. It's not until we got into the Great Society of Programs of Franklin Delano Roosevelt after the Great Depression that we had those programs come into existence. They never did before. It was always the churches. So you know what? If anyone has abdicated their responsibility, this Christendom, evangelical and Catholic, that has allowed this to happen, and that's why we need to change it. You start first with prayer. Secondly, you get active. Let's go to my buddy Jake, and then we've got a new caller. Jake, good morning. What say you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Jeff, and props to the churches that want to open up and do be brave and test the waters. Good for them, and also props to the judge in Baker City as well. Jeff, my comment kind of echoes your good friend Art's question, but I've got a little different take on it. I hear nothing from our senators about where we're at as a state, and I hear nothing, quite honestly, unless I'm missing it, about our representatives in Congress and so forth, about what's going on with our state. I guess my question, Jeff, I've listened to your show quite a bit this past winter with my schedule change. And if, you know, to anybody that's listening to this show that does not vote conservative, why do you vote for someone like Kate Brown to run this state? I wish there was a caller out there listening to you that you would get on your stage and just tell me what is good about this woman and what she does that would make or compel someone to vote for her. I go back to that press conference, Jeff, with Lindsey Graham, and she had one of her independent contracting hair beauticians pull her mask down and talk about the shame she had for our state, for voting for Kate Brown and all of the things that came around it. Who are these people? Why do they vote for her? You know, we talked about persuading the persuadable. Somebody tell me why she, what it is about her, Jeff. And I'm certainly interested in what you know about this.
Well, you've you've asked a $1 million question, my friend. And I'll just throw it out there. If there's anyone who's listening who did vote for Kate Brown and you want to tell us why, would love to hear your perspective in answer to Jake's question. Because I know Jake well, and I know that he's truly wants to know. 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. Jake, I'll let you go as I prepare to answer the next caller, but let me just say this in answer to the question. Why? Well, Oregon has concentrated its peoples in its cities. And in doing so, we've become an attractant for progressives, young liberals whose minds have been melded and molded out of the university systems all across America, that come to Oregon because we're considered to be a mecca for progressive thought. In reality, what it becomes is a mecca for totalitarianism, groupthink, as evidenced by what you see coming out of many of these young progressives who come to Oregon, and you watch what they say on social media. And it's stunning what they believe. Because they don't believe in a constitution the way we do, the way our founders intended it, the way our founders hoped it would always be interpreted by the courts. They don't believe in it. And what they believe in are the liberal ideas of utopianism rather than reality. That's, at least I think, in part in answer to your question, Jake, as to why they vote for Kate Brown, because she offers the liberal view of utopianism, which man has always had. And frankly, aside from Jesus Christ returning to this earth and establishing his kingdom, it ain't ever going to happen, because it's not based on the right principles. It's based on man's principles. And whenever people like Stalin and Mao and others tried to achieve it, just quite the opposite. Let's go to a new caller. New caller, who are you and what do you have to say today?
Yeah, yes. Am I the new caller?
Yeah, you are. Who are you?
Kalpas, the name. I'm going to go a different way with you. I agree with you a large extent. I'm going to add two other dirty problems. We have a large welfare contingent in this state. We have an awful lot of people that work for the government and work for everybody, and they know they are questionably competent in their field, and they make the and they know that if they have to put the hammer down,
Cal, got to let you go. Good to hear your voice again after all of these years. Good point. way. Could also be 648 back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It was good to hear Kalp's voice. It's been a long time. And he made a great point. And it is really, it is part and parcel. It kind of answers Jake's question. One of the reasons that people vote for Kate Brown and for the Marxists who preach utopianism and the government will take care of you is because there are an awful lot. As government has grown, there's a lot of people dependent upon a government paycheck, and their families are dependent on it. And who are they going to vote for? Are they going to vote for somebody who's going to come in and say, I'm going to cut your PERS because it's, we can't afford it? I have heard some Republican conservatives who work for government agencies tell me that makes them really nervous. Nobody wants somebody else to mess with your retirement, right? It's a powerful argument, and Kalp's right. Plus, you get all these people that are dependent upon government, literally, for right, especially right now, for unemployment. What a mess that is. But food stamps, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Kalp's right. You want to know why people vote for people like Kate Brown? Because they've gotten used to being dependent on it. They've gotten used to getting the crumbs from the table rather than living the robust life, the American dream. Well, which would you rather have? I'm serious. Now think about it. Which would you rather have? The crumbs from the table? Would you rather live the American dream and reach your full potential? Isn't that what America's always been about? I think it is. In a moment, we're going to go to my buddy Ron. I've got to do this because it's so important. Yesterday, I spent a bunch of time in my grass seed fields out pulling wild oats, because it contaminates my field. The pollen was blowing like you wouldn't believe. In fact, I was covered with it. I got to tell you, this is a great reason for you to do business with Freedom Heating and Air. Because you know what? They can solve that problem in your home. They can keep your home clean and free of pollen, in addition to killing the virus and other things. Why don't you check them out? Freedom Heating and Air. .net. Let's go to my buddy Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother? What do you say?
Good conversation, man. In fact, I was listening to something like that last night, working late night at work throughout Salem last night. And the thing is this, I'm going to answer Jake's questions in two ways. One of the ways, yes, entitlement, that we got to make sure the fox is feeding the sheep. As long as the sheep don't come out with the claws, yes, that's what the state, county, city workers are going to do. And people that may be that been reincarcerated, relying on health care and Social Security disability. That is true. They'll vote Democrat. The biggest thing, as Franklin Graham said June 30th, almost a year ago, and I have 16 minutes to prove it on my phone, and very nice sound, is that we of the church do not come out. Number two, we want a messianic person that of the Republican Party. 19.2% in 2018 primary proved that. And I think if I were to check the numbers, it's about as that bad or worse. Because the moment we don't get the perfect conservative we want, then we're going to throw God's blessings and say, well, if he ain't conservative, gosh darn it, even though if this person might only one thing, maybe 12%, but maybe 94%, which McCauley, we're going to throw him under the bus. I can't vote for somebody like that. I can't vote. How are you going to do something that God's will going to manifest if you don't trust God to make it happen? The last thing is that people in the Republican Party, 59 and 60, 65% to 85% east of the Cascades gave me what I asked in 2017 in the 2018 election, because the PCPs did not care about what the management, what the leadership of ORP did. They went out and got the votes, plus they had independents and some conservative Democrats vote their way. The 70%, which was in, I think, Polk County, my county had about almost 70% turnout, compared to 44% Republicans and independents in Marion, Douglas, the coast, from Coos Bay on up. It's dismal because we do not get out when we need to. We stay prideful in a shell. We do not do the Lord's will as we claim, and at the same time, we say we want a conservative. But the question is, it is all our duties and the churches that used to be the shepherds, used to fill up the school boards, the city, county, state governments, your mayorships, your county commissioners. But yet, we shook away. Where's the leadership of church? Are we worried about the tax engine, the Johnson Amendment? Or is it because they want to?
That's exactly what they're doing.
And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, brother. You're so right on. It is so disappointing to me that Republican turnout was less than Democrat turnout in this state. I know we didn't have a high-profile Secretary of State's race like the Democrats did, but you would think, after all that Kate Brown has done, that Republican turnout would be extraordinarily high. It wasn't. And Ron's right. You know what? If you're a Christian and you don't like what's happening in Oregon, and you know other Christians who don't vote or who vote liberal, those are people you need to pray about and influence. The church has abdicated its responsibility and turned it over to the regressive, totalitarian, Marxist, utopian mindset. And what do we got? We got a blue state. And we got Kate Brown. But what you do have is an opportunity, friends, to do a couple of things. First of all, build your immune system by using CBD. This is so important. Friday, there's going to be the company that I do business with, which is Pro Bioscience. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. They're going to be doing a little pop-up event. And by golly, I'm going to do my darndest to be there. Friday, May 29th, from 11:30 to 6, they're going to be at Beehive Tap House on Fabry Road, off of Southeast Commercial. Beehive Tap House, Fabry Road, this Friday. And I'm going to try to go show up there. Not sure what time I'll be there, but I'll know more as I get closer to Friday. So that this Friday, May 29th, Pro Bioscience, you can learn a lot. You can buy product. And if you buy online at pro-bioscience.com, some of their great CBD products that build your immunity and make you feel better. Believe me, it does. And if you enter in the discount code MOM, you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. I also want to share with you how important it is to support another one of our great local businesses and advertisers. That's Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Talking about a man who lives his faith in his business. Check him out. RighteousRenovations.com. You need to remodel something? Need to fix something that's broken around your place? He's your guy. RighteousRenovations.com. I am not going to get, unfortunately, to my story, but I will tomorrow, about why you shouldn't drink and drive, and we'll have more as these issues develop on all of these lawsuits regarding religious freedom. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Be blessed, all of you. Pray for the state. And stay politically active. See you tomorrow.